Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let me go out to Anthony Castrovince right now. North Olmsted Racer Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read him, obviously, MLB.com. Ant, doesn't it mean we're back to normal now that we're seeing brawls in the stands? Isn't that what American sports in a non-pandemic is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just Americans, though. Come on, you got some soccer hooligans over there in Europe,
that's
too.
True.
But yeah, it's nice to see. We've had some great fan interactions between, you know, players and fans, the heartwarming stuff. There was a thing a month or so ago where a young Phillies fan gave a Braves fan a home run ball by Freddie Freeman. That was cool. But then you have stuff like that where a Padres fan knocks out a Rockies fan, and that's like, yeah, we're back, baby.
Are we hearing anything about the Indians specifically when it comes to attendance? And I know, save the jokes about attendance. This is now one of the hottest teams in baseball. You might actually want to go see them. Are you hearing anything about, with now CDC relaxing some of their standards, NBA, they just announced moments ago that they are going to revisit a lot of their guidelines for the playoffs. So that's at just the right time for playoff teams. Cavaliers pay no mind to any of that. Have you heard anything?
Nothing specific related to the Indians, but I mean, you can take the temperature of, you know, take the lay of the land. And obviously DeWine, you know, his comments earlier this week about opening the state up in June. And so I would imagine that would fall right in line with that. And also the CDC guidelines about masks. So, I mean, it's kind of what we expected at the beginning of the season. That's one reason why MLB initially wanted to push back the season a month so that we could have this for a greater percentage of the schedule. It looks like summer is going to be a lot more to what we're accustomed to seeing.
Anthony, Jose Ramirez, best athlete in Cleveland, yes or no?
Oh, man. Best pure athlete? I don't know if he can take that claim, but he's certainly the best hitter in Cleveland.
No one's buying this argument, Derry. One's buying it.
Anthony's with me on it. Come on, Bruce Springsteen's great, too.
He's sneaky from an athletic standpoint. I mean, you look at the build, and, you know, you don't look at him that way. But obviously, yeah, the guy's very agile at third base and just a great natural hitter, you know. He's been that for a long time now. I think a lot of us, when he first broke out, really 2016, you know, he really pitched in a big way with Michael Brantley hurt. And you thought some of that was probably some flukiness on the offensive side, but he really bailed them out at that moment. But really from then, I know he had the prolonged slump there a couple of years back, but the guy's one of the best pure hitters in baseball, plain and simple.
Well, where should we, as a follow-up to that, where should we start to consider him in terms of Indians greats? I mean, we talk so much about the 95 guys. Look at how many years he's been here. Most of those years, good. I mean, I didn't even realize it's three times that he's been in the top three MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is starting to become a career that is pretty fabled when it comes to the Cleveland Indians.
Well, I mean, that's why, to be honest, people talked about the Indians trading their best player to the Mets over the offseason. And I thought, I don't know, Jose Ramirez is still on the team. I mean, look at the numbers. He's been better than Francisco Lindor. He wasn't supposed to be. He was Lindor's backup in the minor leagues. And then, as you guys said, I mean, three top three finishes and the overall track record, the overall consistency. I think he would have fit in on those 90s teams too, by the way, just with the swagger he plays the game with, you know, and those teams definitely had that, you know, that chest out kind of look. So, yeah, I think that's, I think it's fair to start casting him in that light as one of the best in franchise history.
So as a baseball writer, I know Bob Nightingale gets a lot of grief on Twitter when he says, "Oh, Zach Plesac's got a no-hitter through six," and then everybody just tweets back at him. You just jinxed it. What do you do when you look up and see something like that last night? Do you not comment? Like, what's the protocol?
I say he's got a no-hitter going because I have absolutely no impact on the game, you know, sitting on my couch in Westlake, Ohio. It's just, that's not how it works. And that's never been how it works. Because think about it, there's always somebody saying it somewhere. And yet they still manage to happen. We still managed to have 4 7/9 no-hitters already this year, counting the Madison Bumgarner 7-inning no-hitter. So, there's a lot of superstition in baseball in particular because it's played every day and, you know, lucky underwear and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the pitcher executing. And right now we're just in an environment where we're more prone towards no-hitters. It would have been really cool if Plesac would have done it last night because he has the misfortune of being on the wrong end of 2 no-hitters already. And if he's on the wrong end of 1 more in his career, he ties the record for a career, and he's done it twice already in 1 season where he's been the opposing starting pitcher and a no-hitter. So it would have been really cool if he would have gotten his own last night, but alas, fell apart in the 8th inning.
The fact that this team now 7 games above 500, they're neck and neck with the White Sox in first place of the division, and these two teams are starting to separate themselves from the pack. Is this a surprise to you? Vegas had them at about a 500 team before the year started. Is this way better than expectations, or could you see this coming?
Oh, this is better than expectations, and it's even better than you would expect relative to how they've performed offensively. You know, it's pretty much they win or they get no hit. That's the story of the 2021 Indian season so far. And I think the bigger surprise is just how the division is kind of laid out and the Twins really stumbling out the gates here. And they had a strange schedule in April with postponements and stuff, but now they're just playing poorly, period. There's no excuses. So that's really changed the dynamics of the division in a considerable way. The White Sox are playing great despite 2 huge injuries to their outfield. They were my pick to win the division. It looks like they have a good chance to take a commanding lead in the division if they're going to keep playing like this. But Cleveland's right there with them, and I would say surprisingly so relative to expectations going into the year and just relative to just the way their offense has performed. But that just speaks to how good the pitching has been. And I think when you have a bullpen that's really emerged quickly, this is what they kind of envisioned for this bullpen over time. But it's happened like immediately this year where you just have lockdown arms back there and different looks and really fun looks at that. With Class A and Karinchak. Now Sandlin comes up and he looked good. So when you have that really, you know, paves over a lot of other issues. We said in recent years that the Indians have to score 4 runs to win. Well, really, you look at the math this year, it's 3 runs. When they score 3 runs, they win. And the bullpen's a big part of that.
Karinchak and Class A, you mentioned in the back end, best 1-2 punch. Obviously, the guys in Milwaukee are pretty good, but you know, I know fans don't know the names. They're not household names yet, but are they the best, you know, ninth inning duo in the league?
Well, they're trending that way, and that's the nature of bullpens is we go into the year and you kind of defer to the guys who have been there and done that. Every year I do a top 10 rotations, bullpens, lineups, you know, just kind of going into the year. And every year it turns out way wrong because things happen, but it always especially turns out wrong in the bullpen. And I circled Cleveland going into this year just because they had the ability to develop into something special, again, over the course of the season. But what you don't expect is that it comes together so quickly because, you know, Class A missed all of last year with suspension. We all know that. And so you just don't know. And Karinchak can be a little wild at times. There's no doubt about that. But they had some early success, and I think that just creates confidence. And it kind of, when you have those roles solidified, in the 8th and 9th innings, everything can kind of flow from there and other guys can settle into their roles. I just like that they can give the opponent different looks. And I mean, Class A is his own unique look, with that cutter and the velocity of it. So, they're young and they're controllable and they're going to be around a while. So bullpens can be fluky, of course, but it looks like they're in good shape for a while here.
Anthony Castrovitz joining us on the hotline. The Indians, they mustered 6 hits yesterday. It was enough. They've had a bunch of these games. How sustainable is this formula right now?
That's the worry, right? Because every team is getting barraged by injuries this year coming off the shortened season, and especially on the pitching side, which is, you know, no surprise. Guys went from 60 games to 162, and things are going to happen. So that's where you just wonder about if they do have, you know, God forbid, a Shane Bieber or Zach Plesac go down or have to miss some time, you know, is the depth there that we've seen in more recent years, where the Biebers and the Plesacs came up and were so good from the outset. I mean, Sam Henches looks good for them, but I just don't know that there's this huge reservoir of starting pitching depth that they can rely on should injury arise. So that would be my concern. So they need more offensively. There's no question about it. And you can't get no hit once a month, and you need more from the outfield. You need more from first base. So I'll be curious. You know, I mean, look, they got the lowest payroll in baseball. If they are in contention midseason, there's a strong argument for them to go out and make a move to address the offense and perhaps take on some catch, because that can be a big separator in what should be a high supply trade market, is the ability to take on some salary. So if they, you know, open up the wallet and are willing to do it, if they're legitimate in contention, they'd be as good a position as anybody.
When do you think the Owen Miller train comes up?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure. That could be, you know, a way to address the infield, a way to address first base. They love him. You know, we talked about Ramirez being such a great pure hitter, a natural hitter, and Owen Miller kind of falls in that line as well. I don't know if he has that kind of upside, but just the consistency. They loved him in spring training. Francona loved him. So he's a guy I expect to see at some point this season. I don't know how soon that would be. I think first base is obviously an area of clear upgrade for them, and they're more likely to try to resolve it internally than to go out and sign Albert Pujols, you know. So I would not be surprised if we see that name before long.
You know what, before we get you out of here, I did want to ask you, because I noticed some conversation picking up. There are some bunch of fans want to know what's this team name going to be, and there still is a lot of discussion around the Spiders. We have had heated discussions here. Where are you on this?
I'm Mr. Spider. I'm the world's foremost Spider proponent.
Yes, tell them why.
I think it's, well, for many reasons. For one, it's just the instantly most marketable name. Some people call it minor leaguey. I don't think so at all. I think it's just a great sports team name in line with the Cubs and the Bears and the Tigers of the world. I mean, it's spiders. It's intimidating. You got arachnophobia and you're on the other team and you got to come in and face the Spiders. Forget about it. You're already, behind the eight ball, but also there is a historical tie there, you know, and I know it's a different franchise. It's a National League franchise, but the American League franchise has never made any attempt whatsoever to distance itself from the Spiders. There's two members of the Spiders who never played for the Indians, who are in the Indians Hall of Fame. There's also this, I mean, frankly, it's a lie that the team was named after Louis Sakalexis, you know, in honor of Louis Sakalexis, who played for the Spiders. But that's something that's a lie they've maintained over the decades.
Oh, so God. I don't even want to go there because it's going to get political. There's facts on both sides. Depends on which cable news network you watch. I don't even want to go there.
All I'm saying is they have never distanced themselves from the Spiders. So let's embrace it. Let's embrace it. The history of the first team to win a professional sports title in Cleveland, and that was the 1895 Spiders. They finished in second place, and then they won the Temple Cup. They were the underdogs who came through. And what better representation of Cleveland than that?
The Temple Cup, the celebrated, famed Temple Cup.
That's right.
Castor Vince, Mr. History here. He brings it full circle like only he can.
All right,
read him at MLB.com. Follow him on Twitter. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is. Anthony Castrovitz appearing on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know what, Derry, since we brought it up, Spiders, I'll ask you how you feel about that. We have a massive, maybe one of the biggest, Brimley cocoon lines since we began. One of the worst bits that we've ever done. It's on its deathbed. This could be the end, officially. When we come back, as we close it down, the Ken Carman Vacation Week comes to a close right here at Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.